With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Congressional leaders reach a deal for a short-term funding extension to prevent a partial government shutdown Saturday. The House is expected to vote Thursday on a bill for temporary funding. The Senate will then vote. The FAA gives Boeing 90 days to come up with a safety improvement plan.
It's been 2 months since that Boeing midair door panel blowout that left a gaping hole in an Alaska Airlines plane and left passengers wondering if they were going to die. Now the FAA says Boeing has 90 days to give them a plan to fix quality problems and meet safety standards for building new planes. Boeing CEO says they have a clear picture of what needs to be done and will develop a plan that demonstrates the profound change the FAA demands. Investigators say bolts that help keep the door panel in place were missing after repair work on the Alaska Airlines jet at the Boeing factory. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, as fighting continues in the war to defeat Hamas terrorists, Salem Radio Network talk host Mike Gallagher is broadcasting from Israel this week, interviewing victims and their families while he raises funds for emergency relief supplies through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Yael Eckstein, CEO of that fellowship, says the funds raised will go directly to the neediest people.
We look to the scriptures of where we should be investing. And it says, feed the hungry, right. Clothe the naked, shelter the poor. It says, nachamu nachamu ami, comfort my people. Right. Be the watchman on the walls. And so those are the areas where the fellowship, on behalf of millions of Christians around the world, that's where we are planting the seed. We focus on the orphans and the widows.
Listeners wishing to support Mike Gallagher's campaign to help the nonprofit International Fellowship of Christians and Jews can access a link on the website, mikeonline.com. This is SRN News. With yesterday's Michigan primaries in the record books, all eyes in the political world are now turning to Super Tuesday next week. But with an estimated 40 million Christians choosing to sit out the last election, Pastor Jack Hibbs from Calvary Chapel in Chino Hills, California, is urging faith-focused voters to head to the polls next Tuesday.
This is a perfect moment for us Christians, please. Go do the right thing, no matter what. Find a candidate that's pro-life. Start there. Well, Jack, they're all sinners. Yes, so are you. So am I. Jesus is not on the ballot. That's not going to happen. Okay? The answer's not going to be in the White House. It's not in the State House. It's going to be in God's house. But listen, I believe that because God gave you and I a constitutional republic, don't you dare bury your vote in the sand. Even if we are so outnumbered, at least we'll get judged in the last day before Jesus having done the right thing, rather than sit it out.
Voters in 16 states will decide primary races next week on Super Tuesday. This is SRN News. Wendy's says that it has no plans to increase prices during the busiest times at its restaurants.
The burger chain clarified its stance on how it will approach pricing after various media reports said that the company was looking to test having the prices of its menu items fluctuate throughout the day based on demand. Wendy's said that its digital menu boards could allow us to change the menu offerings at different times of day and offer discounts and value offers to our customers more easily, particularly in the slower times of day. John Scott reporting.
Those media outlets claimed they would use surge pricing instead of dynamic pricing. A bill allowing Louisiana residents 18 and older to carry a concealed handgun without a permit gets final approval from lawmakers Wednesday. After years of GOP-led efforts for permitless concealed carry, the bill is poised to become law with the signature of Governor Jeff Landry. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.